Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Last night in Dallas, the Mavericks took advantage of several late turnovers and defensive lapses by Los Angeles to beat the Lakers 98-92. The Mavericks are up 3-0 in that series, and they can close it out tomorrow. In other NBA action, the Chicago Bulls grounded the Atlanta Hawks 99-82. The Bulls lead that series 2-1. Today in Boston, the Miami Heat will attempt to put the Celtics in an 0-3 hole. And in Memphis, the Oklahoma City Thunder will try to take a 2-1 lead in their series with the Grizzlies. Joining me now on the line is Barry Trammell, sports columnist for the Oklahoman and NewsOK.com. Barry, welcome to Only a Game.
How you doing, Bill?
Very well, thank you. Oklahoma City ended the regular season with the fourth-best record in the West. They dispatched fifth-seed Denver fairly easily in the first round. Did the Thunder underestimate Memphis, the eighth seed, going into the second round?
The standard line is no, but the evidence may be yes, because if you look at the way the Thunder played in Game 2, it was much improved over Game 1. They're not the old Grizzlies, so you got to come ready to play.
This is not your grandfather's Grizzlies.
Or even your Grizzlies of 15 minutes ago. Somebody asked me, is Memphis fans are going to need a program to tell their own players? And I think the answer is yes. They've sold out more games in the playoffs already than they did during the regular season.
The Thunder have been in Oklahoma City for just 3 years. When the team was the Seattle Supersonics, they struggled in the standings and at the gate. To what do you attribute the team's appeal and recent success?
Oklahoma City has embraced the NBA going back to 2005 when Oklahoma City got the Hornets temporarily in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. And then after one dark season, the Sonics moved here with a horrible team, but the city just embraced the concept of NBA basketball. The four leading scorers are 22 or younger. The future is bright, so everybody's going crazy over the NBA.
Kevin Durant is the face of the franchise. Tell us a little bit about some of the other players we should be paying attention to as the series progresses.
Well, most people know about Russell Westbrook, just an incredibly athletic point guard. Serge Ibaka is a 21-year-old power forward from the Congo who didn't play basketball until he's 16. James Harden is the scorer off the bench, known mostly for his full beard, one of the best beards in the NBA. Kendrick Perkins, who's traded to Oklahoma City in February, broke New England hearts. This was really a team that had virtually every piece except a defensive presence in the middle. And then all of a sudden, here comes Gran Torino himself, Kendrick Perkins. Get off my lawn, stay out of my lane, Kendrick Perkins. And he's just exactly what the Thunder needed.
How are fans behaving now that they have a team capable of advancing to the conference finals or maybe even to the NBA finals?
Smack dab in the middle of college football country. You know, the old story was the favorite sport is football, and the second favorite sport is spring football. But college football still number one, no doubt about it. But the NBA is gaining fast. It's a statewide phenomenon over in Tulsa, the other big metropolitan area in the state, huge Thunder fans. So it's really taken Oklahoma by storm.
You want to give us your prediction for how this series will go, starting with Game 3 today?
If the Thunder gets a split in Memphis, I think they win in seven.
Barry Trammell is a sports columnist for the Oklahoman and NewsOK.com. Barry, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You bet, Bill.
Even if you think their nickname is inappropriate because of the paucity of bears in Memphis, you have to concede that the Grizzlies have approached the postseason with a requisite ferocity. Here to fill us in on all things Grizzly is Memphis Commercial Appeal columnist Jeff Calkins. Jeff, welcome to Only a Game.
Good to be here. And Grizzly is no more inapt than, say, Laker or Dodger or any number of other nicknames.
Absolutely right. The Grizzlies snuck into the playoffs. They earned the eighth and last spot in the West and then proceeded to knock San Antonio, which posted the NBA's second-best regular season record right out of the postseason. Had you seen that coming?
It's very rare that you have a 1-8 upset, so I hadn't seen that coming. This level of play from the Grizzlies really has been sort of only the back half of this season. So I think that those of us in Memphis who had seen the team lose 12 straight playoff games before thought that this would be the year that they would win one or two, but not a run like this.
The Grizzlies migrated to Memphis from Vancouver 10 years ago, having suffered through six dismal seasons north of the border. How was it that no one thought it would be a good idea to find a nickname based on wildlife indigenous to Memphis?
I think it really is the Laker thing, or it could just be parsimony. Why change the stationery? Or there was some sort of discussion, and it was known as an incredibly parsimonious franchise, and they brought the misery of the Great Northwest here. The Grizzlies come here, and last or close to the last in attendance in the league for the better part of 10 years, an owner that has irritated most people in the city. They become the first team ever to lose 12 straight playoff games, be swept from the playoffs three straight times. So even when they succeed, they fail. And were hugely overshadowed by the college team in town, the Memphis Tigers. So this is all fairly new to us, this burst of enthusiasm. And it has been, you know, people were starting to wonder how long could they last here. And this is truly this run. What you feel is this sort of community, and that's been the fun part about it.
Give me some specific examples of that burst of enthusiasm you're talking about. Are there flags on the car antennas of people wearing the colors in the street? What do you see?
At one of the games on Saturday, a few weeks back, there were two Orthodox Jews who sat right behind me who had walked 11 miles to get to the game. The game ended after sundown so they could drive back, but they strapped water packs to their back and walked 11 miles to get to the game. You know, after they finally did knock out San Antonio to win their first playoff series ever, Shane Battier, who has an apartment in town, and Chris Wallace, who's the general manager of the team, they went walking down Beale Street, high-fiving fans, and that sort of thing happening times a thousand.
You want to give us a prediction on how this series will go, starting with Game 3 today?
In their two series here, they have not been down. So I think it's critical for them to win today. By dint of the fact that it's going to be a madhouse once again, I'll give the edge to the Grizzlies. Therefore, I guess I'll give them the edge in the series, too. But I'm on the edge of my seat, honestly.
Jeff Calkins is a columnist for the Memphis Commercial Appeal. He joined us from Memphis. Jeff, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill, for having me. I appreciate it.